Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet, and we're holding right at the first word on the daf. Now yesterday, we know that Rava told us that the question of how to darshan O when it comes to Kilayim is dependent on context. And he explained that where we're talking about a commonality of animals, that it's possible for them to be mated and to actually produce offsprings like Kesev Ha'ez. And then if it says O, you would be coming to be Mamayit, because had it said Kesev Ha'ez, it would have included Kilayim. Vashenkein, if the Torah talks about a place such as Shor V'Kesev, where you cannot, because of the different gestational periods, be Motzi Kilayim B'nehem, then the context of O would be to tell me something that I wouldn't have known, which is to be Marbe Kilayim. The problem today is the Gemara of Gabi Kochim Nami. We have in the Posek, we have Shor O'Kesev. Now, Shor O'Kesev, it says there, Nemar Shor O'Kesev. Now, according to Rava's definition, Shor O'Kesev would tell us that Kilayim is excluded. And just by saying Shor V'Kesev. Why? Because She'ein HaTayachol Hotzi Kilayim Yibinehem. You cannot create Kilayim from Mebeim HaDakim, Mebeim HaGasim, in different gestational periods. And, according to that, if it says O, then what should we have said? We should have said that we're going to include Kilayim. Because despite the fact that it's a Shor, Kesev, the A's, had we left out all the O's, and you could have said, well, I mean, but Kesev, the A's would include Kilayim. The point is that since there cannot be Kilayim from the Shor of the Kesev, even though we could have said, well, look, I mean, but there could be Kilayim from a Kesev A's, and therefore the Kesev A's is telling us to be Marbe Kilayim, if we have a question of whether to go to Kula Lachumra, on our own, we would have been Machmir, and we would have been Mamayit Kilayim from the Shor of Kesev, because you cannot be Motzi Kilayim from Shor of Kesev. Therefore, even if we had not written a single O, we would have been Mamayit Kilayim. That would mean, according to Rava's criteria, that when the Torah does write O, we should use it to be Marbe Kilayim. And yet, obviously, we don't. We're Mamayit Kilayim. Answer to the Gemara, well, since the O in the Seif of the Pasuk, Shor O Kesev O A's, so the Kesev O A's, is coming to be Mamayit, therefore, Reishanami is Lamayit. Because after all, we don't need it to be Marbe, because Kilayim can be coming from a Kesev A's, and therefore it must be coming now to be Mamayit Kilayim. Now you can't say it's coming to be Marbe Anidme, because if the O now is coming to be Marbe, then we would have been darshaning the O of the Resha to be Marbe Kilayim, and Kol Shekin, we should be Marbe the Nidme. We don't need the extra O in the Seifa. We're saying over here, if Lamaisa, we know that one of them now is coming to be Mamayit, therefore Resha Nami is coming to be Mamayit, and the O that is said in the beginning of the Pasuk by Shor O Kesev, even though normally I would have said contextually it's coming to be Marbe, is clearly coming now to be Mamayit. Says Gemara, why not say Adaraba? Say just the opposite. Since the Resha is clearly coming to be Marbe, because Shor O Kesev would be coming to tell me Prat LeKelayim on it without the O, Shor V'Kesev, because you can't be Motzi Kilayim from it. So therefore, we should say that the meaning of the O is to be Marbe, and therefore we should say Seifanami is coming to be Marbe. Says the Gemara, no, because I might. I mean, you can't ask that. How can you explain the Pasuk and say that both O's are coming to be Marbe? You see, Iyamit Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that both O's are coming to be Lamayit, that would explain why we need two Miyutim. Who did such three Miyutim? Why? Because you have now the O, one, is coming to be Mamayit, indeed, the Kilayim. So then we could say, I forgot the Mid Kilayim. Even though the original O is Mamayit Kilayim, we still need another O, Itzrech Lamute Nidma. So the Kesev O A's is coming to tell me that even something which is not as bad as Kilayim, it's actually the correct species. It's just that it's malformed and it's a mutation. So that it looks like a different species. And even in it is possible for a carbon. Ela'i Amrit, if you're going to tell me that both O's are coming to be Marba, why in the world do I need Trey Ribuye? All I need is to tell me that I'm going to be Marba Kilayim, which I would know contextually from the Shor Kesev. And therefore, Hashta Kelayim, Rabbi Leah, I would say to myself, well, if the Torah is willing to be marba even Kelayim, so then obviously Nidma, which is nowhere near as bad as Kelayim, is for sure now going to be included. So Nidma mi boy, so therefore the Nidma was Bekosha LaKorban. Therefore, there'd be no way of explaining both O's. The only way to explain the fact that Torah said O twice is to come to tell me that they're both coming to be Mimayet, one Kelayim and one Nidma. Okay, so then if that's the case, says the Gemara, what Rava said doesn't really have any application. So, Lomayochata, where do we apply that? I mean, because you just told me I can't apply it to Kachim, because Ila Kachim, if you're going to tell me that it's talking about Kachim, and Rava is saying that the Se is going to be Mamayat Kilayim, obviously, I'm not being Mamayat Kilayim from Se, is because the Torah says, oh, so Behedi Ketibu, Shor, O Kesev, and the O is Prat Lekalayim, as we just explained. If you're going to tell me that, well, maybe what he's referring to is the Maaser Behema, where over there it says Se, although it doesn't really say Se, however, it does say Tzon, says Rashi. So it's as if it said Se. Tosa says that's not the point. It's because Maaser Sheni is learned out from Bechor with the Gzeira Shav, as we're going to see. It's Ya'avor, it's Havara, Havara, Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachat Hashevet. And so therefore, by Bechor, it does say Se, so it's as if it wrote Se by the Din of Maaser. Why the Binyan Av that Rav is referring to, Kol Mokom Se B'nei Av, is not, still not necessary, because after all, it does say B'feresh by Kilayim, anyway, Tachat, and Tachat is Gzeira Shava, Tachat Hashevet, Tachat is Yalef Mikotshim. So therefore, Maaser Behema and Kotshim are learned together always, in which case I don't need. It's a Shivas Yomim Tachas Yimah Bekotshim, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet B'Maaser, and therefore if I know Din Bekotshim that we're Mamayet Kilayim, so then I don't need to have the Zebnei Av to tell me by Maaser. Okay? If the Bnei Av is coming to tell me Bechor, Ila Bechor, whereby Bechor it says Se, and that's coming to tell me only a Se, but if it's Kelayim, there's no Din of Bechoras, and so there's no problem with Kedusha's Bechor, I still don't need that, because I already know the Din of Ha'avara, Ha'avara from Maaser, as we said. So if that's the case, since it's given by Maaser Behema, and it's also given by Bechor, that Kelayim is not included. Inami, or the fact is that you can be Mamayat Kelayim and Bechor from the fact that if Nidma Amrit Shalom, I know that a Nidma is not Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor, even though it's the correct species from both father and mother, it looks like a different species, since it says Ach Bechor Shor, where we say the Ach means it has to be Achehu Shor U'Bechoro Shor. We're Mamayit now a Nidma from the Ach. So if even a Nidma is not included in the Kedusha, Kosha King Kelayim is not included in the Kedusha, because Kelayim is worse. So Kelayim Miboy. So therefore, it's not coming for anything. Not Kochim, not Maaser, not Bechor. What the heck is it coming for? Elagidmar the Rava. Where does Rava require his Zeb and Eav? Koma kom shenemar seinu elalotzita Kelayim? He needs it to tell me we need Petach Hamor. Since there's a din over there, Ko Petach Hamor tifte b'se. What kind of se is that? Prat l'kilayim, kid it's not. Ein podim, you cannot be poter Petach Hamor, lo be'egel, v'lo be'chaya. You cannot use an egel. You cannot use a type of chaya, like a deer or something like that, since it's a se. V'lo be'shchuta, if it's now already shechted, it's meat, it's not called a se anymore. V'lo be'trefa, v'lo be'kilayim. Neither from a kilayim that comes even from both an ez and a kifsa, even though both of them are called a se, but a se means a non-kilayim se. V'lo be'koi, and not with a koi, which is kilayim of behemah and chaya. So anyway, this teaches us that you cannot be put a petach hamor v'kilayim. Comes along Rava to teach us the reason. The reason for the Mishnah is the binyan av, that kol makom she'em aseh, it's coming to be motzi atakilayim. Es the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, the matir v'kilayim.
Rabbi Elazar is matir pidyon peter chamor with kilayim. The time Rabbi Elazar matir be kilayim, Mipneshu says, since kilayim that comes from an ez and a kifsa, both the father and mother would be called seh. So either species is a seh, therefore it's included. So then, according to him, lamayil chata would be the point of Rava's binyanav. He can't be coming to explain the halacha by peter chamor, since by peter chamor, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can actually use kilayim. Amlacha Rabbi Eliezer, ki itmar de Rava. The binyanav of Rava is needed to tell me the din of kashrus for eating, to teach me the case of a tamei shenolad min hatahor viburo min hatamei. Let's say, if you mate now a horse with a cow, so that the male, the father, is a horse, so it's iburo, that means the impregnator, is the tamei animal, that it's coming to tell me that that's usher to eat. Because there it says, Zot ha-meima, asher tochlu, shor ksavim. So it's now, according to the Rava's binyanav, the word says, coming to me, marit me kalayim, to teach me that it's usher ba-achila, which would be the lok, which would be the lok, Rabbi Yoshua. Because according to Rabbi Yoshua, I don't need a binyanav. The way I need to know that kalayim is no good, according to Rabbi Yoshua, is the fact that it says se ksavim v'se izim, nafkali. He learns it out from the fact that it uses lashon rabim, ksavim, ksafim, and izim. So you have means that both father and mother, instead of se kesev, or se iz, that teaches me that you need both father and mother, ache aviv keves, and imo kivsa. Therefore we have the lashon of kesavim, and izim. So now asks the Gemara, why do we need to be mamayit bichlal? You're coming to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, we need the binyanat to be mamayit, a tamei that was born from a tohar where the father is a tamei that it's usher ba'achila. There's only one slight problem with that case. It's impossible. Because the Torah mitmeha mimi abra is a behima Torah. Can it be impregnated indeed by a behemah tamei? We have a klal that a Torah cannot be mitaberet from a tamei, and vice versa. So what in the world would you be referring to when you're talking about an impossible case? Says the one, there is such a case, but it's not exactly what it sounded like. It doesn't mean literally that the male was an animal that was tamei. It means the male was an animal that had a din of being tamei. Meaning, the kaimel and the case we'd be talking about over here, the i'aber mikalut, the animal became impregnated by a male who was a mutation and whose feet were klutot. So even though we need, the Torah says that this particular min is kosher, so this bull is kosher, and the problem is that the father was a mutation, which is malagera, but where the feet were never properly formed to split into split hooves. And it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a kolut is asur b'achila as if it's a behema tmeya. And that's why it's saying that the halacha over here is, the Minyanav comes to tell me that if the father was a kolut, Ali ben Rabbi Shimon, then the offspring would be asur b'achila. Boy, Rava. What about, asks Rava, what about somebody makes a neder and says, Hare alai ola? And he sets aside now a shor for the neder. Somebody comes along and steals that shor, ba'achar v'ganav, and now that shor becomes lost. So now he has to give it back to the owner. So, mitvat v'ganav nafshe bekeves, can the ganav now pater himself by giving back to the barlim, a keves, which is certainly worth a heck of a lot less than a shor, according to the Rabbana, who holds that when somebody says, Hare alai ola, he can bring whatever he wants, including a keves. Or perhaps even with an ola sa'of, if you hold the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that somebody says, Hare alai ola, can even bring an oaf, which is really almost worthless in comparison to a shor. So, in other words, since it's not, it says in the Mishnah, if somebody says, Hare alai ola, without defining what that is, Yavi Keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yavi Toro ben Yonah, birds. So the question over here that I'm raising says, Rav Ezmar. Mia minu do we say that Shem Olah Kibaluvi. All the Bailam was Makabal on himself was something that is called an Olah. which means that the ganav can say, look, what's your problem? You're chayav to bring an oila. Very good. You're going to be bringing an oila. And basically, I haven't caused you any loss. Odilma batziyamalei, maybe the owner can tell the ganav, you know, ana mitzvah min amuvcha bina lamevat, I had wanted to do a mitzvah min amuvcha to bring a very choshev animal. And you went ahead now, and you took away that mitzvah. So for sure, if the guy who made the neder would have lost this behemoth, so now he could indeed pater himself by bringing a keves or an oaf, since he didn't specify, even though he had set aside a shor in the beginning, if l'maisa he doesn't care at this point. However, as far as a ganav is concerned, perhaps the owner can say that he took away the chus of the mitzvah that this owner had wanted to bring, and I would have replaced it, and therefore, to me, that's what it was worth. That is the question. But the boy, after Rava raised the question, he figured out the solution for himself. Hoda pashat, that a ganav can certainly pater atzmo bekeves rabanan, and with an olat ha'ov, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Revach b'red revika, matila behedya. Actually, he simply says this over Beferish in Rava's name. That is to say that Rava said, not that he asked the question and then answered the question, but rather straight out, Omar Rava, Arei Alay Ola, Vifrish Shor, comes like someone who brought ever Gnavod Shor, Pata, the Ganav, can Patar Atzmo, Bekevis Rabbanon, Upolata Of, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Zak the Hilika Mishnah. Somebody steals a shor, or a set, and now he goes ahead and he's a mechoro. And he makes a condition that I'm selling it except for 1%. Chutz miyachad mimeyashabo. So I want to have now a chilek for myself. Or, shaita lobo shutafut. Suppose before the ganav had ever stolen it, he actually owned part of it anyway. So he didn't steal the entire thing. Or, a ganav that was shochet, and in the end, nitabla biyado. The shechita didn't work because it became an avela and there was a mistake in the shechita. Or a ganav who straights out his nocher. He just stabs the animal instead of actually shechting it. Or he's ma'aker. He tears out the simanim. And therefore, there was no shechita. In these cases, there's no din of arba v'chamisha. He's mishalim tashmumi kefel. Ve'ino mishalim tashmumi arba v'chamisha. Because tashmumi arba v'chamisha is only where the entire utvacho o mechara, the entire mechira and the entire tricha was done be'iser. Mashenken over here, since it wasn't the entire behemoth that was sold, or since it wasn't the entire behemoth that was done be'iser, there is no chiev. Furthermore, utzutvacho, which means that the shechita is only kosher, if the shechita is only mechayev, if the shechita is done properly, even according to the chachomim, who say that Shachat Avinim's is Trefes Chayev, and who argue on Rabbi Shimon about Shechita Shanavuyah, that's only when the act of Shechita was kosher. But if the act of Shechita per se wasn't kosher and was Nisnabla B'yodot, that even they agree is Bechlal not called an act of Shechita. Now, the Gemara asks, when we say Chutz Miyachad B'Meyashabo, my Chutz Miyachad B'Meyashabo, what Chelek precisely is he talking about when he says, I'm selling you everything but? Amar Rav, the Mishnah means to say that he sold it chutz midover hanitarim or b'shchita. It has to be something, some percentage of the animal that would have required shchita. But if the 1% that he leaves for himself are things that don't require shchita anyway, like the skin or perhaps the shearings of a sheep or the horns for shofarot, none of these things would be considered to be a shiur. So there would be a mocharo kulo, and you would be chayev in tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Whereas Levi Omer, Levi says, even if what you left out was something that does not require shechita, like you say, I'm selling you the animal, but I'm keeping the gizot, the shearings for myself, chutz mi gizoteh, even that's sufficient to prevent the chayev of tashlumei arba v'chamisha from being chal, because he didn't sell the whole thing. V'chein tani b'matnita, and also it says in a braita, like Levi, chutz mi gizotea, is sufficient to pater the ganav from tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Ask the Gemara, meitzeh. We learn in a brisa that if he was gone of a behemah, and then he went ahead and machra chutz miyada, except for the hand, he's keeping the hand for himself. Or chutz miragla, except for the foot, he's keeping the foot for himself. Or chutz mikarna, except for the horn. Or chutz migizotea. There's no din of tashlumim because he didn't sell the whole thing. Rebbe Omer, only a davara matkev b'shchita, something which if it would still, while it was alive, would be taken away from it, it would prevent the shchita from being a kosher shchita because it would have been made into an avela even while it's still a breathing animal, as the Gemara describes a number of cases where it's possible that you take away enough of the animal that it's called, let's say the Yerek and the Kol Shema, that's called an Avela Michai. Even though it's still walking, well, not walking, but still breathing and heart beating, nonetheless it has an Avela and it would be Matame. So that type of thing, says Rebbe, yes, if it's Ma'akim and the Shechita, that means it wouldn't even allow the Shechita to be Chal. But if it's a noma akev b'shchita, if what he left out was something that had it been missing while the animal was alive, it wouldn't be an avela, such as a missing hand or a foot or something like that, then he would be mishan tishlumi arba b'chamisha, as if he had sold the entire thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, chutz mikarna in mishan tishlumi arba b'chamisha, chutz migizotea mishan tishlumi arba b'chamisha. And actually, it depends, and it's much more subtle than that. Why this would be true. Right now, the Gemara has no idea, but we're going to be mavar it in the coming Gemara. But that it depends what we're talking about. So the Karnayim, the din over there would be, that indeed, that's considered to be a left out. But the Gizot, it's not considered to be a left out, and you would be Mishalim or Baba Hamisha. So now, this is the question we're asking. So Bishleim Levi. According to Levi, who holds that even if you were Meshayer, something that is not Nitrum of Beshchita, you're not Chayav Tashlumi Arba B'Chamisha, fine, then there's no problem. So he would be able to hold, like the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama says over here, even if you Meshayer Karna Gizotea, which are things that are not Nitrum of Beshchita, that is sufficient to patri you. The problem is, Rav doesn't seem to hold like anybody. Rav holds only if you leave out something which is Nitr Ima Beshchita. Then you don't pay Arba B'Chamisha. Well, who does he hold like over here? According to the Tana Kama, you would not be Chayev even if you left out anything. Things that are Davara Niter Ima, She'ino Niter Ima B'Shchitata. You would still be Pater. And according to Rebbe, even if you left something that was Niter Ima B'Shchita, you would be Chayev. And it's the only case that Rebbe is willing to sit at your Pater, is where you left out something which would have turned it into a nevela michayim, which is much greater. And according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, if you left out the keren, you're not mishalim arba b'chamisha, even though keren is not nitr b'shita, so it means he has nobody to hold like. Amre, you're right. Rav, indeed, in this bright, has nobody to hold like. But Rav d'yomer kihay tana, Rav holds the tana of another bright. Where over there, Reb Shimon ben Elazar is reported as having said something else. Tatanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Makra chutz miyada, chutz miragla, ina b'shan b'shlumi arba b'chamisha, chutz mikarna, chutz migizotea. In this version, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says karna and gizotea are similar, and the din is that it's considered to be, even though you left those things out, it's considered to be a complete sale because these things are not negea, the din of shchita, and therefore b'shan b'shlumi arba b'chamisha, since what you left out was a dover that is not diturub of shchita. Ask the Gemara of Micah Miflege. What indeed are the various svaras of the different shitot before in the Braita that lists all of the different shitas, the Gabbat Teshvame Arba V'Chamisha? The Tanakama, who says that even if you were Meshayer, Nekarna, Gizotea, it's also considered to be a shiur, so anything at all is a shiur. Savar Utvacho Kulo Be'ino. He holds the word utvacho means the whole thing. Mechoro kulo be'inon. And also mechoro, you're not chayav until you sell the whole thing. So therefore, if you leave out anything at all from mechira, it is not considered a mechayev. But Rebbe uses dafka. If you were mechayev in the mechira, something that would have turned it into something that was an avail and incapable of the shechit having any impact on, and only then would you not be mechayev. Rebbe Chaim utfachol means mita dehavi betficha. Anything which is shayach still to being ma'akev betficha, meaning making shechit impossible, that's considered to be a shiur in the mechira also. So it's comparing that to lafukim mini delavi betvicha, something that does not prevent shechita from being chal. If you left out that thing from a mechira, then it's not considered to be a shiur in the mechira because it wouldn't have been a shiur in tvicha. So the umacharo is similar to the utvacho mecharo dumya de tvicha. Reb Shimon Elazar, who distinguishes between being mechayer and the keren, which is called shiur, and being mishayir in the gizot, which is not considered to be a shiur, and would be mechayiv to be tash misham b'shamei abay v'chamisha, which is a rather strange kind of compromise, he clearly must hold this. Savar, karna de lulam izga kaima, he says that the keren, which is not normally meant to be cut off, that's considered to be a shiur, because even though it's not ma'akev the shechita, he doesn't learn a unique of shechita. It's part of the actual animal. And therefore, there's no mukharo, because there's no kula. And therefore, in a mishan d'shumi arba v'chamisha, bashenkin gizoteh, which is not considered to be part of the animal. It's something which is a product of an animal that is normally sheared off. So over there, d'lamigze kaime, lo have sheer, that's not considered to be a sheer, as Vishan Tashlumi Arba Vachamisha. Now the other bright, the Yidach Tana Devei Yishimim Ben Elozer, the Tana of the bright of Reb Shimon Ben Elozer, which according to him there's no nafkamina between the Karen and the Gizot, a Yad and a Regel that are Nitr Bishchit, according to him, is considered to be a Shiur. Karen and Gizot are neither of them, because they don't have a Heter Bishchita, neither of them is considered to be a Shiur. According to this sheet, what he was learning is Savar Yada Veraglo de Tzricha Tvicha, those things that require Shechita and they're considered to be part of the Basar, that's considered to be a Shiur. And therefore, if you leave an out, Lamasham Tashumi Arba Vachemisha. But both Karen and Gizot, which anyway, the Shechita does not affect in any way, the Lo Tzricha Tvicha, therefore, if they're Mutter even without the Tvicha, so the comparison now from Mechira and Tvicha tells me Lo Havi Shiur. Same way the Tvicha doesn't have anything to do with those issues, so too the Mechira doesn't have anything to do with those issues. If you left it out, it's as if you sold the whole animal and there's no problem of Umecharo Kula. But, I mean, Lamaisa, we have two contradictory approaches of Reb Shimon Elazar. Kash Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. In one Braita, he's Mechalek, then says that there's a difference between Karen, which is meant to stay on the animal, and the Gizot. And the other Braita says it makes no nafkamina because the only thing would be a Shiur is something that Shechita affects. Indeed, Treta Naya, leave the Reb Shimon Elazar. Obviously, we have two Shitot from the Beit Midrash, Reb Shimon Elazar, as to what the Rosh Yeshiva's pshat was. Tana Rabbana, Hagonev Hakita, somebody steals an animal that is missing a hand or a foot, and then he does a Tricho Mechira. Or, he steals an animal that is a Chigeret, where it is unable to use a hand or a foot, and he goes ahead now, and he does a Tricho Mechira. Or, Vetasuma, he takes an animal that cannot see and does a tficha mechira. Or agonev b'mat ha-shutafim, he does a tficha mechira. In all of these cases, chayev tashlumi arba v'chamisha, even though you would have thought that, well, the animal isn't a shlema, and therefore it's not kulay, it's not considered to be a umecharot v'chol mecharot. And you would say, perhaps it's missing. It comes along to tell me that, no, it's considered to be mochro kulo, because whatever was there was sold, and that's the point. Not that the entire animal has to be sold, the entire geneva has to be sold. And shutafim, shiganvu, then they have shutafim, steal, and then they do tzvicha mechira, then you're potter from tashlumi arba v'chamisha, bo shutafim. Es the gemara v'atani shutafim shiganvu chayavim. Another braita says, that shutfim that stole our chayev and tashlumi arba v'chamisha, omrim nachman lo kasha. There's no contradiction. Kan the bright that says that your potter is talking about a shutf shiganav mechavim. No. Where a shutf steals from his friend and then does tvich is not mechayev over here tashlumi arba v'chamisha, because he wasn't Tovia Kulo Beyisr, as we saw earlier. Whereas the Brayta that says that the Shutafim Rechayim, Kan B'Shutav Shigana Miyalma, there it's talking about Shutafim who stole from another person, and then did the Tvichel Mechir over there, both of them Rechayim to pay Arba V'Chamisha, and even though each one of them is only going to pay half, so in there is Chatzai Behema, Arba V'Chamisha, Chatzai Behema, since through both of them there will be a full payment of Arba V'Chamisha, that's not a chisor. Eitvei Ravel Rav Nachman. Yochol, it says in a Brayta as follows. Yochol Shutav Shiganav Mechaviro. A Shutav who steals from his friend the Shutav. Or Shutavim Shiganvu. Here it says, and or a case of two Shutavim that steal a behemoth from someone else and do Tficha. You might think that either of these cases will be Chayim. Tamud Lomor Tvachol Kulo Behemoth. We need that same person does the entire Tvicha, is what it seems to be saying. Valeka, you don't have a Tvicha, it's Kulo Beyeser. The Shutav Shiganavu Chavero obviously is not a Tvicha Kulo Beyeser. And Shutavim Shiganvu Betavchu, each one of them only did half. So you don't have a Tvicha Kula. So how could you say that it's the same? I'll give you another explanation. There's no stira between the two brightot. Kind of bright that says shutum shigano rechayev. We're talking about a shutum shatavach ledas chavero. Over there, his chaver made him a shliach to be tovach lebehima for him as well. So that means you have a tvicha kulo beyiser because his chelik was nitvach and the chelik chavero was nitvach. Both of them. The brighter that says Shutavim Shiganvu Pturim is talking about a Shutav Shatavak Shalolodat Chavero. So he was not a Shliach Bitoveya. Therefore, you don't have to be Chakulo Bechiyah. Because vis-a-vis the part that belongs to his friend, which was done without a Shlichas, there would be no Chiyah of Arba V'Chamisha. And therefore, he's also not Chayev on his own because you don't have to be Chakulo Bechiyuvah. And that was part of the drosh that we said, it has to be kulo b'chiyuva. So even though we said earlier that somebody who is gonev b'emata shutafim utvacha, and then he's made it to one of them, where over there he'd be put from the chiyuv of tashlumei arba v'chamisha 50% vis-a-vis the one that he was moded to, and that's because moded b'knas would be put for whatever amount of the knas is moded. Nonetheless, in that case, we said that you have to pay the other shutav, what's left at Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, because we said even Chatzai Bakar, that's not similar to this case at all, because over there the Tvicha was done B'chiyah, and it's just that you removed the Tvicha B'thru Hodah of half of the payment. And that's true, you're Mishalim even Arba V'Chamisha, which are Chatzai. But if the Tvicha itself was not Asa Kula B'chiyah, as we said earlier, then you're Bechlanat Chayim in Arba V'Chamisha. By Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya has another question. How much if somebody steals an animal and he sells it, but he sells it machrochu to be shloshim yom? He says, I want to keep it for 30 days to continue to working with it. Or he sells it chutz mimlachta. He says, you know, it'll still be mine as long as you don't check that I need to be able to work with it. When you decide you want to shecht it at that point, I give it to you to shecht. Or he says it chutz mi ubara, that if it has now a fetus, keeping the fetus for myself. Sama. What's the din legabi the payment of arba v'chamisha? Is that considered to be a complete sale or not? So I'll leave it among the yomer uber yerachim ohu. If you hold that an uber is considered to be part and parcel of the mother, a question that we've discussed at numerous occasions, so then according to him, if the uber is part of the actual mother, we dealt with this with the question of Shoshanaga while it was pregnant. So there loti bailach, and there would be no suffix here at all. Of course, Ashira, but it's not a complete sale. Because of his keeping the uber for himself. If you hold uber is lav yerachima, then the question is it considered to be a shiur or not? My, what would be then? Do we say, since in practical terms, physical terms, it's connected to it, so you didn't sell it completely. Or do we say, since the uber is meant to be born, not staying there forever, and it's not an intrinsic part of it, lo avi shiur? In the actual animal itself, there was no shiur, and you should be chayiv to pay arba v'chamisha. Ikri Amri, others say the way that the different possibilities were defined was as follows. Do we say, Kimon de lav yerech imahu lo havishiyun? Do we say that since lamaisa is not considered to be an integral part of the mother, therefore it's nur, there's no shiur aduma, Kimon de tzarkish tarugi ba'adab shchita? Or do we say, since the uber will not be considered to be mutar b'achila unless it's inside of the mother, and the mother is shechted, so that it's keman shir b'gufei dami. The tzvicha, after all, will affect the uber completely, and therefore it should be considered to be a shiur in the actual guf of the mother, and therefore the shechita should imply the same thing, legabi the mechira. That would be the question. Take it. Maisa, we have no solution to either approach.